18. Tomoe goes out. Beautiful, proud, deadly. The sharp sword slashed his neck. The enemy grabbed his hair and twisted. Onda Hachiro Moroshige's killer threw away the head before galloping proudly away. As she escaped the battle, the victorious soldier removed her helmet and ran her hands through long, silken, jet-black hair. This was Tomoe Gozen, one of the most renowned warriors of her era, and an enigma of Japanese history. Samurai women have always trained as warriors, as the final duty to protect the castle or home was theirs. They are most associated with tanto, short swords, and the naginata, a long pole arm with a fearsome sword-like blade. Some women also rode on battlefields, led troops, and took heads. One such warrior was Tomoe Gozen. Tomoe was a retainer of Minamoto no Yoshinaka, a general in the epic Genpei War of the 12th century. As her mother was his wet nurse, they are said to have grown up as brother and sister, but as adults became lovers. Whatever the truth, she was one of his strongest warriors and led his men in battle. Yoshinaka defeated the enemy Taira clan in 1183 and took control of the capital city Kyoto. But then his own cousin, Yoritomo, probably advised by his ruthless and ambitious young wife, Hojo Masako, turned on Yoshinaka and Tomoe, and they were destroyed. In Yoshinaka's final battle at Awazu near Kyoto, Tomoe performed one last deed for her lord and lover, killing Onda, and then she rode away, removing her armour so as to escape more quickly. There are several stories of what happened to her after this. Some say she was captured. She is remembered above all, even now, for her daring, strength and loyalty. Tomoe was not the only female warrior of renown, but the particular romance of her story has echoed down the ages, and her strength, determination and skill still inspire many people today.